Sports Talk 95.3, The Score, to close shop.
Yeah.
On a Monday at this time. By the way, speaking of Terry Johns and the Oregon women's team, we'll be talking with Coach Graves to open the 5 o'clock hour. But for right now, let's wrap the 4 o'clock hour. Well, I guess with this.
Again, Butter, Steph Curry, his 11th three of the night.
Kobe on a spin.
Yes! What a display!
They can't believe it courtside. Neither can we.
Airs it out down the field. It is caught by Tyree. Oh my God!
How about another? To center field, number 4, Josh Hamilton.
It's Lillard. He got the shot off.
Yeah. Welcome back. Final segment of the 4 o'clock hour on a Monday. That means it's time to light 'em up. Brought to you by Light Me Up Lager, Hop Valley's Light Me Up Lager, the perfect beverage for the big game. Light, crisp, easy to drink and enjoy. Light Me Up Lager will not weigh you down like other beers can. Homegrown, brewed, canned right here in the Whit. Available on tap and in 16-ounce cans throughout Oregon and the Pacific Northwest. So Steve, Nick, and I are going to bring up some big-time performances and performers from over the weekend. And that's it. Who starts?
Nick. I'll go.
Nick, go.
My first is Red Girard, U.S. Olympic gold medalist in the men's snowboarding slopestyle.
It's lit! Shout out Travi! Scott! Because it's lit!
He won gold. It was the first gold for Team USA at the Olympics this weekend in slopestyle, where, you know, you do a bunch of tricks on some rails, and then you have America. Three massive jumps with spins and flips that defy gravity. He was in dead last place going into the second run of the competition and then scored a gold medal-clinching 87.16 before the nerves really set in, as Max Perot, the Canadian, I believe the reigning champion, was the last one to go but couldn't top the score. Stephen King put it best on Twitter, saying, "Red Girard nailed the thrilling frontside double cork 1080 on his way to a gold medal. I am delighted for him, even though I have no idea what the heck that is."
That sounds like a thing.
Most importantly, though, and the coolest part about this is he was born in June of 2000, making Red the first Olympian to win any medal born in the year 2000.
Wow.
Red Girard, you are lit, and we all feel old.
It's lit!
So me now? I'm going to go. Steve, I'm going to go.
Go.
Oregon softball.
It's lit!
Actually, I got to do the long one. My bad.
It's lit!
Hey, we got an extra one.
Scott! Because it's lit!
Holy crap, Ducks. The Kajikawa Classic was a happy one. Run ruled 5 out of their 6 games, outscored their opponents 73-12. Here's something. They hit 17 home runs in 5 games. Gwen Cevekas hit 5 of them. DJ Sanders hit 4 of them. As a team right now, after the weekend, they're hitting 472.
Jeez.
They're slugging 870 as a team. And their pitching has also been pretty good, as you might imagine. 2.12 ERA, 45 strikeouts in 5 games. Opponents hitting 220. I don't think I really need to say much else. Oregon softball lit it up.
It's lit!
So I'm going to go with American skater Mari Nagasu.
It's lit!
And
shout out Travis! Scott!
Wait for Johnny. Wait for Johnny.
Yeah, respect Manziel.
And she made history. Prior to yesterday, only 2 skaters in the history of the Olympics. Midori Ito, 1992, Mao Asada, in 2010, had successfully landed a triple axel in competition. And you haven't seen it. Look it up. It's a ridiculous act of athleticism. If you don't believe me, check out the reaction of the announcers on NBC in the crowd in Pyeongchang.
She can't second guess. She has to go right up and do it. Yes!
Oh! Wow.
Holy cow.
First American ever. I guess it's the skating version of a dunk from the foul line. Totally lit.
It's lit!
Oh, that's right.
That's
it's
you,
me
dude.
Again. To Joe Pavelski of the San Jose Sharks.
It's lit! Shout out Travi! Scott! Because it's lit!
Did you show out on your birthday, man?
Day after my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if I can't go soccer, I'm for sure going hockey, and if I'm going hockey, I'm going with my Sharks. Pavelski's had a bit of a down season, 14 goals through 56 games this year, but he's begun to turn around the past week, capping it off with a four-point night against Edmonton on Saturday. 2 goals on 6 shots and 2 assists in 18 minutes ice time for the captain. He assisted on Joakim Ryan's first career NHL goal that opened the scoring in the first, and then got the assist on Joakim Ryan's second goal of his career in the game winner. So to Sharks captain Joe Pavelski, you're lit.
It's lit!
Salute the beard. So my next one, I guess, Oregon men's basketball.
It's lit! Shout out Travi! Scott! Because it's lit!
Kind of alluded to it earlier, but you know who really needed a couple wins? And I'm going to extend this back to Thursday because I think of it as a whole series. Oregon men's hoops absolutely could not fail against the Washington schools, and they killed it. 25-point win against the Dogs, 27-point win against the Cougs. The games were never in doubt. And you expect nice play from Peyton Pritchard, who, by the way, had his first career triple-double. But Troy Brown, Kenny Wooten might actually be coming into their own a bit. And against Washington, were just plain dominant. Continue that into Wazoo. The Ducks, suddenly, they've won 5 of their last 6 games with the big L.A. trip coming up this week. But over those last few days, they really lit it up.
It's lit!
I'm going with the Oregon women's hooper Ruthie Hebert. Who's
it's lit! Shout out Travi! Scott! Because it's lit!
You know, the talked earlier, the near-perfection college basketball game is analyst Bill Walton, 1973 against Memphis State, 21-22 from the field, 2-2 from the line, as UCLA won their 7th straight natty. Yesterday against Washington State, the sophomore not only surpassed the career 1,000-point marks, she didn't miss. 12-12 from the field, 5-5 from the line, 29 points. Oh, by the way, 9 rebounds, 4 blocks. And Friday against the Huskies, she was mortal. 13 of 15 from the field, career high 30 points, conference player of the week. Ruthie Hebert is lit.
It's lit!